From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. A bill regulating the use of industrial wastewater fertilizer has been passed by both chambers of the Missouri legislature with bipartisan support. It needs just one more vote in the Missouri House before being sent to the governor. Industrial sites like meatpacking plants create sewage sludge as a byproduct, and some of it is then applied to farmland as fertilizer. While it is rich in nutrients, it can cause damage to the environment when it is overapplied, applied unsafely, or if it contains toxic elements. The bill sets regulations on the storing, application, and testing of the sludge. Republican Representative Dirk Deaton is one of the bill's co-sponsors. He says his constituents have been asking for these regulations since he entered office in 2019.
We've seen without any regulation in place in Missouri, which has kind of been the status quo for a long time, you know, abuses of this material just being wantonly applied and over-applied to the point that it's polluted other people's ground and property that didn't ask for the material.
The bill needs to be passed in the House again because the Senate passed it with some minor amendments. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed an omnibus education package. Through the legislation, baseline teacher pay is set to increase to $40,000 a year, and the state's K-12 funding formula will incorporate school enrollment rather than just attendance. The law also establishes charter schools in Boone County. Days ago, school districts in the county signed a letter to Parson asking him to veto the bill, calling it unconstitutional for singling out Boone County. The legislation also expands the state's tax credit scholarship program. Governor Mike Parson has signed a law that prohibits the construction of landfills built too close to a neighboring city. The law is aimed at blocking the construction of a controversial landfill near Raymore in South Kansas City. A study by the Mid-America Regional Council recently found that the KC Metro has less than 40 years left before it runs out of existing landfill space. Tom Jacobs at the council says that recycling, composting, and other diversion programs can help extend Kansas City's landfill life while creating more jobs.
We know that we'll always need landfills, but we're trying to figure out how do we minimize our need for landfills because we're creating and capturing the value of all of these materials in ever more progressive ways.
Jacob says the Mid-America Regional Council is currently making a new regional waste management strategy that optimizes diversion. That is slated to be completed by the end of 2025. Missouri is challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to protect the rights of transgender students. The lawsuit calls the effort to include protections for transgender students under Title IX unconstitutional. Five other Republican-led states have signed up as plaintiffs in Missouri's lawsuit, and a separate lawsuit has been filed in Oklahoma. The new regulation clarifies that Title IX, the 1972 landmark sex discrimination law, bars discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity as well. The suing states argued that the new federal rules go beyond the original intent of Title IX and that the Biden administration doesn't have the authority to implement them. Lawsuits have also been filed in federal courts in Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, and Kentucky. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.